Some of the commission's reforms are meeting with the disapproval of the American Civil Liberties Union. Timothy Edgar, the group's legislative counsel, says it increases government power, and he notes the bill creates a national standard for driver's licenses. He warns that could be a step toward a national ID card.
We're going to see more and more the creation of a card that not only will be standard across the states, but that could have privacy-invasive technologies and that could be increasingly demanded for all sorts of transactions, for all sorts of checkpoints that don't exist today.
It would be easy to argue the other side and say driver's licenses are already used for all sorts of identifications and they're very, very easy to get, almost criminally easy to get in some states.
The reason it's easy to get a fake ID is because the documents that you need to obtain an ID are so easy to forge. What I'm afraid is that terrorists and criminals and others will easily be able to get this new national ID card and that we will have a false sense that the ID card is more trustworthy than it really is.
The bill does say that each agency involved has to appoint a kind of civil liberties officer to review these concerns, and then there'll be a civil liberties board appointed by the president to go into these questions from time to time.
The Senate bill had a civil liberties board that had the power to subpoena documents and witnesses from outside the government when needed. And because of objections from the White House and the Justice Department, that provision was watered down so that now the board has to ask the Attorney General whenever it wants to subpoena documents and witnesses. And that doesn't make any sense from our perspective, since they're supposed to be overseeing the Department of Justice, among other agencies. And so it's just a recipe for having the fox guard the hen house.
You know, before you and I started talking, I spoke to some congressional staffers who were involved in the shaping of this bill. And I got a sense talking to them that there were a lot of efforts at compromise between these really strong interests of protecting the country and protecting civil liberties. Do you have a sense that lawmakers here did the best they could at balancing those two interests, or do you think they went far too far in one direction?
I certainly think that we need to commend the work of the conferees, Senators Collins and Lieberman. This bill could have been much worse, but ultimately it still doesn't provide the sort of protection that 3 or 4 or 5 years down the line we're going to need against this newly empowered intelligence community.
So those are two views of the intelligence bill that passed the Senate yesterday, the last from Timothy Edgar, the legislative counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union.